This is Northwest Public Radio News. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. Fire crews have reached 57% containment on a central Washington wildfire that has burned dozens of homes. The Taylor Bridge Fire east of Clee Ellum, Washington, has burned across more than 36 square miles, or 2,300 acres. About 1,000 firefighters are fighting the blaze. Fire management officials say they're hoping for full containment today. More than 1,000 firefighters in Idaho are working to protect homes as a massive wildfire moves closer to the mountain communities of Pine and Featherville. Boise Public Radio's Sadie Babbitt reports.
The Trinity Ridge Fire, burning 100 miles northeast of Boise, remains the state's number one firefighting priority. That's because the wildfire continues to threaten hundreds of homes in Pine and Featherville. Mary Christensen, a fire information officer, says thick smoke lifted, and now the wildfire has picked up.
Firefighters are actually working to establish protection for when the fire does come into town.
Dozens of people who live in Featherville evacuated over the weekend. Nearly 30 stayed behind. But Christensen says a dry, cold front expected Tuesday will usher in strong winds and thunderstorms that will make it even harder for crews to protect homes. I'm Sadie Babbitts in Boise.
A member of an elite federal fire team says safety concerns kept them from engaging the Northern Idaho wildfire that killed 20-year-old firefighter Ann Veseth of Moscow. The Montana-based Flathead Hotshots declined to fight that blaze near Orofino earlier this month after encountering poor communication among Idaho-based firefighters, some of them without protective clothing or shelters. Attorneys for an Oregon victim of clergy sex abuse says they will appeal a new decision that frees the Vatican from a lawsuit. That ruling came down yesterday in federal district court in Portland. The 10-year-old lawsuit aims to link the Holy See in Rome to abuse by American priests. Correspondent Colin Fogarty reports.
A man identified in court as John V. Doe accused Father Andrew Ronan of raping him in the 1960s in Portland. Most of this case has been occupied with the question of whether Doe can hold the Vatican liable, since it's a foreign government. In 2006, federal judge Michael Mossman said the victim could have his day in court, but that his attorneys had to prove the Holy See employed the priest. Now the judge says the facts show the Vatican is more like a state bar. It sets standards and can discipline, but priests don't punch a clock to the Holy See. Doe's attorney Jeff Anderson plans to appeal.
It was documented and known by the Vatican and handled under the secret protocols the Vatican mandates. And it's for that reason that the Vatican bears responsibility.
The Vatican's attorney, Jeffrey Lena, said the ruling shows there are no facts to support claims that the Vatican acted as Ronan's employer. I'm Colin Fogarty reporting.
A man dubbed the Bicycle Robber has been sentenced to nearly 6 years in prison after pleading guilty to bank heists in Oregon and Washington. Authorities say 34-year-old Christopher Wadham of Seattle robbed three Washington banks and successfully got away on a bicycle before a customer at Wells Fargo branch in Salem tackled him during a robbery attempt last year.